Representative Norm Thurston sponsored House Bill 163 to deal with the growing problem of costly medication. He believes buying drugs from outside of the U.S. would make it cheaper for the state to operate Medicaid programs and would benefit businesses who insure their employees.
What if we could make sure that those exact same drugs that Canadians are buying, and in fact that Americans are buying in Canada, are available at your local pharmacy?
The 5,000-employee Utah company CHG provides healthcare staffing. They have turned to a California company, Vivio Health, to negotiate pharmaceutical product prices. Vivio Health compares the cost and quality of medicines available through a variety of prescription drug providers. This approach has dropped CHG's employee-benefited costs for prescription drugs by 30%. Primo John is the CEO of Vivio Health.
Our company focuses on using market mechanisms and asking the question of what market mechanisms could we use.
By working with a pharmaceutical negotiator, John believes owners of smaller companies and their employees can save money without purchasing prescriptions from a country like Canada.
The pharmacy benefit manager acts as an intermediary who's supposed to be negotiating and, for example, trying to work with the market or creating a market on the back end with the manufacturer so that you can buy and acquire those drugs at the best price.
John says pharmacy benefit managers act like travel agents used to before we started buying our own airplane tickets.
They don't help decrease the price. They help inflate the price of these goods. And as a result, part of the problem is with the existing system, the economic incentives are organized in a way that the existing entities actually drive up the price of goods.
John says his job is to take the complexity out of the system and make it easier for employers paying for these benefits.
People have intentionally made it so complicated, and that's the paradigm that we're shifting or changing.
If consumers want to pay less for their prescription drugs, John says business owners and their employees need to better understand how the pharmaceutical industry works. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.